My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Mike Bordick. Mike, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going, Bob? Welcome back, baby.
It's good to be back. Can't wait to see you tonight there, Mike Bordick. And we look at this Orioles team. And let's start with the three major concerns that old Bob Haney has, outside of real life stuff that I got thousands of those. Orioles defense. Great. Still ranked statistically among the best. But yesterday, kind of tanked on them. Couple of nights ago in the 9-5 win, Gunner, you know, kind of booted a routine ground ball. Why all, and maybe Westberg and Mateo's absence, good. I don't want to talk for you, but why has the defense become somewhat shaky when it was a foregone conclusion they were one of the best teams in baseball in that area?
Well, to be honest with you, I think it's just the youth. You know, I think as fans, we've got to understand how young Gunnar Henderson is, how young Jackson Holliday is, and where they are right now. They're in the big leagues, man, trying to, you know, make it to the postseason, make it to the World Series. I mean, there's a lot on their plate, and I'm not saying they can't handle it. I don't think they'd be in the big leagues if Michael Elias and Brandon Hyde did not think they could handle it. But they're going to make mistakes, and they're going to be not as consistent as maybe a guy that's been around a little bit more and had more repetitions under his belt. And I'm not saying that they're not bad. They make great plays. I think they've got really good range. I just think right now the Orioles as a whole are just in a little bit of a rut. And it's tough in this game, but it happens through 162 games. There are ups and downs, and it's how you deal with it. And can you stay positive? And can you stick with your routine? And I think it's really important at every high level of sports, you've got to establish a routine and you've got to build on it. And it's something to fall back on and make you feel better every day. Something that you can really hang your hat on. And I'm not saying that the Orioles don't do that. I know they do, because I know it's one of the hardest working teams. But in their mind, they've got to trust that all the work they've put in, all the focus they've put in, hitting off the tee, taking ground balls, working with Manzo, the infield coach, learning from other teams and other players, and just playing the game. Accept that. Accept the work you put in and go cross the lines and have fun like a kid would. And that's kind of the hope, that they keep the blinders on and they just keep playing with reckless abandon and let them go do their things. Now, I'm kind of critical to some point about some of the detail stuff that happens with our young infielders, like Jackson Holliday dropping the double play ball the other day. There are a couple plays, I think, that, you know, give you a little concern. I don't know that Jackson Holliday's dove for a ball yet. I know he slid on his knees for a ball, but actually laying out and making one of those kind of, you know, five-star plays. And Gunner, it's just a matter of experience and, you know, kind of taming that internal clock for him, which comes with time, man. Bob, I'm telling you right now, I was 35 years old when I finally figured out, or at least felt comfortable in the field, where I read hops better. I understood tendencies of hitters. I knew my own pitchers. This is a long, drawn-out process. And if you expect a 20, 22-year-old kid to do that, it does not happen very often. I think we should be really happy with what we have right now and expect to see these guys for many more years in an Orioles uniform.
Point taken, Mike Bordick. Now, I mentioned Jordan Westberg. The loss of Westberg has affected them how? Not only defensively, but offensively, because the Orioles, they put nine up one night. They get three hits. The guys throwing a perfect game into the sixth inning. They got three hits and a win against Boston over the past weekend. The absence of Jordan Westberg means what to this team?
Well, he was their best clutch hitter. I mean, my gosh, can he put an at-bat together? And I think that's really, you know, what opened people's eyes about Westberg. I mean, he's a blue-collar guy, but, man, when push comes to shove and there's a guy on base or the Orioles needed a big hit, he was the guy. I mean, it's just so dependable to square balls up and put some pressure on a defense and give you a quality at-bat when it mattered most. And I'm not saying there are other guys that aren't capable of doing that. I still think, you know, the Orioles are taking pretty good at-bats. It's some tough luck right now, and it's a mental grind for sure. But he seemed to be the most consistent, and it's fun when you have somebody in that lineup that you can kind of say, okay, he'll be here for us again tonight. And man, through my career, I had those guys all over the place. Like, Ricky Henderson would win a game by himself. You know, Cal Ripken would just take over a game and do something incredibly special. Just so many great players that rise to those occasions. And it's fun as a teammate to have those guys in your lineup. And I know these guys miss him because I think, to be honest with you, collectively with all the injuries, I think these guys are just trying to pick up the slack for everybody that's not there. And I'm talking position players trying to pick it up for pitchers, bullpen guys trying to pick it up for starters. Everybody's trying to pick everybody up, but I think they're just kind of in their own way where they're trying too hard. And like I said, not just trusting their routine and just go out and play, man, and have fun, because that's the kind of energy and freedom we like to see, man. That's why I've thought they've been the best team in baseball all season long by how aggressive and just, you know, sometimes they make over-aggressive mistakes, but, man, that's what's going to win nowadays, putting that kind of pressure on the opposition. And I hope the Orioles can continue to do that because they'll come out of it, but you can't just sit there and wait for something to happen. You can't say, okay, tonight hopefully we get the big hit. Keep working hard at it. Keep pushing the envelope, and you'll push through, break through the other side, and then you'll get back to being comfortable winning ball games again.
Yeah, give me a bat. I'm ready to go out there and kick some ass right now. It's Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. As you know, Bordy, old Brandon Hyde takes a lot of heat. The Hyder hook and hook him Hyde and this, that, and the other in regards to the lineup and how he handles his pitching staff. I'm not making excuses for him, by the way, everybody, but given the injuries and what Brandon Hyde has to work with, is he getting the most out of what he's got throwing baseballs right now?
Man, I think he's trying as hard as he can. I think he is just like us as fans. Like, what's going on? Why can't we find a way to get on a little bit of a roll? He himself has admitted we're looking for some hot arms to finish up a ball game right now. I mean, he literally doesn't trust anybody in his bullpen. He's concerned about the innings that have been piled up on these guys because of short outings by starters. He's worried about a lot of stuff, and he's worried about the lack of success, just the amount of failure at the back end of games, because this team continues to fight now. I mean, the Mets series was a bizarre series. They score a run on a balk, and then boom, next pitch a home run to come back. Arias ties it up, right, with the home run, and then to have the win just sucked right out of the sails is really hard for players to take. And then, of course, it happens again, you know, yesterday. So that's really hard, that emotional swing. And when you get beat like that, dude, it knocks you down. And even, you know, as professionals, you know you get another chance the next night. But, man, when it happens time and time again, it's really tough. You start questioning and second guessing, and that's what we're all doing as fans, just trying. I don't know. I think it's a way of supporting Brandon Hyde, but we're so critical because it seems like recently every move he's made, something not good has happened. And, you know, I feel for him in that regard, but somebody really has to emerge. I mean, you cannot just sit these guys on the bench and you know, let Cano eat up the rest of the innings the rest of the year, or Perez. And they've got to pitch, and they've got to be pros and find ways to execute better, get a bigger out, not fall behind in count, stay aggressive, and trust your stuff. It blows me away when I see pitchers that throw 98 miles an hour fall behind trying to be too fine. You know what I mean? The reason you have a 98-mile-an-hour fastball is there's more room for error. Chuck that baby up there. And try to locate, of course, but my gosh, they mess around, and they fall behind. And I could probably, no, maybe not, but step up there. If you tell a big league hitter a fastball's coming, they're going to have a pretty good chance to get on it. That's why so many pitchers throw, they mix it up, right? They throw a lot of sliders, a lot of curveballs, changeups. So they try to be unpredictable. Well, that 3-0 count the other day, how can you fall behind that guy? He hadn't hit a home run, you know, in months. And next thing you know, it's 3-0, and he gets the green light, which was kind of a surprise. But still, if a big league hitter knows a fastball's coming, they will.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Get on it.
Hey, Bordy, now I'm sure you'll talk about it on BB Baseball, Baltimore Baseball
all
tonight. Right.
There you go.
Right. Who are you going to throw in there to save a game tonight?
I'm calling Kobe Mayo back up and making him a closer. The guy's got a cannon for an arm. You know, it's funny because I rack my brain about this too, and it's not like you just all of a sudden want to say, okay, we're giving up on this guy and we're going to try this guy out. And I know we talk about Suarez, you know, where would we be without him in the rotation, right? But if for some reason the Orioles feel a little frisky, I mean, I wouldn't mind trying Suarez in the back end or one of these starters that might be questionable about, you know, the amount of innings they've thrown. I mean, don't you have to try to experiment a little bit? Maybe in some cases, but, you know, right now I think Cano and Perez are the two back-end guys. It's just a matter of keeping them rested. So somebody's got to balance out the ship out there in the bullpen and pitch just a little bit better. And, my gosh, let's get the offense scoring 5.5 runs a game. I think our chances would be a lot better if we did that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.